I've also got good news this morning for technology students. We all know that work experience is seen as the key now for getting a job, and there's a new opportunity to try out life at the top of the tree. The Irish Technology Leadership Group have launched an internship programme for students from here to be able to go over and work in the top companies in Silicon Valley and in Hollywood as part of their course. President and founder of the Irish Technology Leadership Group, John Hartnett, has been showing off Belfast to technology gurus from America this weekend. I caught up with him at the MTV Awards, and the quietest place we could find for an interview was the glamorous location of the stairwell. So here's John Hartnett.
What we wanted to do as part of this Gateway program is, you know, provide young kids at an early age, give them the experience of what it's like to work for companies like a DreamWorks or a Disney or a Warner Brothers or companies like Apple or Google or Intel. Not here, but there. There in Silicon Valley and in LA. You know, I've lived there for 14 years myself. Obviously, I have an Irish accent, but, you know, I've experienced what it's like there. The energy, the enthusiasm, you know, the creativity and the sheer energy that's there. I can't describe it. And the best way that we can do it is bring young kids over. And that's what we want to do, is kind of share that experience. And then have those kids come back, start their own companies, drive that piece of energy back into Ireland, back into Belfast, and create, you know, really world-class companies. You know, one of the challenges that I see and that we're trying to manage here is that in many cases, companies in Northern Ireland, you know, there's some great companies, but we tend to have our sights a little bit low when they should be a lot higher. And that's one of the things that happens. You know, when I worked at Handspring and Palm, when we started the company, we wanted to be a multi-billion dollar company. We didn't want to be a 10 million or 50 million. And that kind of ambition and that kind of like go for it type attitude, not worried about failure, is something that we want to kind of have, you know, young companies in Belfast, young companies in Northern Ireland, you know, do. So really kind of creating that ambition.
There's a fear, I think, for a lot of industries or a lot of companies here that if they send young people to America or anywhere else, really, outside Northern Ireland, that they might not come back. What's your kind of guarantee or what's your hope for those that are going to America to learn on this internship program for what they're then going to reinvest in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I mean, the reason that we targeted internships is that they're still in college and they're still doing their degree. So, you know, there's a much greater chance that they're going to go back. So that's why. And also we wanted to influence people and get those kids an experience early in their career as part of an education process. So when they're back here doing their education, they had the experience of having kind of worked in a company like that. Now, there's always going to be that risk, you know, whether we create that gateway or not. You know, it's a tough environment, not just Northern Ireland, but, you know, across Europe. And, you know, you can't either stop or prevent that. But what we can do is kind of give people a share of the excitement and the confidence that's in other parts of the world. I've experienced it in my own life, and I would love, you know, young kids to have that same opportunity.
John Hartnett there, the founder of the Irish Technology Leadership Group.